Chapter 7, Section 2, Electric Current. What you'll learn. You'll learn how to describe how an electric current flows. You'll explain how electrical energy is transferred to a circuit. You'll explain how current, voltage, and resistance are related in a circuit. And you'll distinguish between series and parallel circuits. It's important because electrical appliances you use every day transform the electrical energy in an electric current into other useful forms of energy. Your review vocabulary word is kinetic energy, which is the energy an object has due to its motion. And your new vocabulary words are electric current, electric circuit, electric resistance, voltage, series circuit, and parallel circuit. Page 201, electric current. When you turn on a TV, images appear on the screen and sound comes out of the speakers. The TV produces light waves that carry energy to your eyes and sound waves that carry energy to your ears. Where does this energy come from? You know that unless the TV is plugged into an electrical outlet, nothing happens when you turn it on. The electrical outlet provides electrical energy that the TV transforms into sound and light. This electrical energy becomes available only when an electric current flows in the TV. What is an electric current? An electric current is the flow of electric charges. In some ways, an electric current is like the flow of water in a pipe. In the pipe, water flows as water molecules move along the pipe. In a wire, there is electric current when electrons in the wire move along the wire. In a wire, the number of protons and electrons are equal, and the wire is electrically neutral, as shown in Figure 10. When current flows in the wire, these electrons move along the wire. At the same time, electrons flow into one end of the wire and flow out of the other end. Figure 10 shows that the number of electrons that flow out one end of the wire is equal to the number of electrons that flow into the other end. As a result, the wire remains electrically neutral. The unit for current. The amount of electric current in a wire is the amount of charge that flows into and out of the wire every second. The SI unit for current is the ampere, which has the symbol A. 1 ampere of electric current means an enormous number of electrons, about 6 billion billion, are flowing into and out of the wire every second. Page 202, a simple electric circuit. When a lightning flash occurs, electrical energy is transformed into heat, sound, and light in an instant. But to watch your favorite shows on TV, electrical energy must be transformed into light and sound for as long as your shows last. This means that an electric current must be kept flowing in your TV as you watch it. Electric current will flow continually only if the charges can flow in a closed path. A closed path in which electric charges can flow is an electric circuit. A simple electric circuit is shown in Figure 11. Current will flow in this circuit as long as the conducting path between the battery, wires, and light bulb is not broken. If the switch is open, current will not flow. Even with the switch closed, if one of the wires is disconnected or cut, or the filament wire in the light bulb breaks, the path is no longer closed. Then current will no longer flow. Making electric charges flow. Water flows in a pipe when there is a force exerted on the water. For example, a pump can exert a force on water that pushes it through a pipe. A force must be exerted on electric charges to make them flow. Remember that a force is exerted on an electric charge by an electric field. To make electric charges flow in a circuit, there must be an electric field in the circuit that will move the electrons in a single direction. A battery makes charges flow. The battery in Figure 11 produces the electric field in the circuit that causes electrons to flow. When the battery is connected in a circuit, chemical reactions occur in the battery. These chemical reactions cause a negative terminal to become negatively charged and the positive terminal to become positively charged. the negative and positive charges on the battery terminals produce the electric field in the circuit that causes electrons to flow. The battery makes electrons flow in the direction from the negative terminal toward the positive terminal. Page 203, electric resistance. It can be slow going when you try to walk to class through a crowded corridor. To avoid collisions, you are constantly changing direction, slowing down, and speeding up. Even though you might change speed and direction many times, you keep moving toward your classroom. The flow of electrons in a circuit is similar. Electrons are constantly colliding with atoms and other electric charges as they flow. These collisions cause electrons to change direction, as shown in Figure 12. An electron flowing in a wire may be involved in trillions of collisions every second. However, between each collision, the electric field in the circuit keeps electrons accelerating in the direction current is flowing. Reading check. Why do electrons constantly change direction as they flow in a circuit? The measure of how difficult it is for electrons to flow in an object is called the electric resistance of the object. The resistance of insulators is usually much higher than the resistance of conductors. The unit for electric resistance is the ohm, symbolized by, it's the symbol for omega. An electric resistance of 20 ohms would be written as 20 ohms. A model for electron flow. One way to picture how electrons flow in a circuit is to imagine a basketball bouncing down a flight of stairs, as shown in Figure 13. In this model, the ball is like an electron moving through a circuit, and the steps are like the atoms it bumps into. When you drop the ball, it speeds up as gravity pulls it downward. When it hits a step, it changes direction. The ball also slows down as it bounces upward because the force of gravity continues to pull it downward. After the ball reaches the top of its bounce, it falls downward toward the next step and speeds up again. This process is repeated as the ball bounces from step to step. Even though the ball changes direction after it hits each step, the overall motion of the ball is downward. In the same way, an electron in a circuit changes direction after each collision. However, its overall motion is in the direction of the current flow. Page 204, the speed of electric current. Because the ball changes direction and slows down after each collision with a step, the time it takes the ball to reach the bottom of the stairs is much longer than if the ball had fallen without bouncing. In the same way, the electric resistance in a wire causes electrons to flow slowly. It may take several minutes for an electron in a circuit to travel 1 centimeter. If electrons travel so slowly, why does a light bulb light up the instant you flip the switch? When you flip the switch, you close the circuit. An electric field travels through the circuit at the speed of light. The electric field causes electrons in the light bulb to start flowing almost immediately after the switch is flipped. It is the electrons flowing in the light bulb that cause it to glow. Transferring electrical energy. As a ball bounces down a flight of stairs, it transfers energy to the stairs. Each time the ball collides with a step, some of the ball's kinetic energy is transferred to the step. Electrons flowing in a circuit also have kinetic energy. When a current flows in a material, the repeated collisions between electrons and atoms cause a continual transfer of kinetic energy to the material. The energy that flowing electrons transfer to the circuit also is called electrical energy. As electrons bump into atoms, electrical energy is converted into other forms of energy, such as heat energy and light. For example, a light bulb contains a filament that is a small coil of narrow wire, as shown in Figure 14. When current flows in the filament, electrical energy is converted into heat and light. The filament becomes hot and glows, giving off light that enables you to see in the dark. Electrical energy and the electric field. As electrons flow in a circuit, the electrical energy transferred to the circuit depends on the strength of the electric field. If the electric field becomes stronger, The electric force exerted on electrons increases as they move from one point to another in the circuit. This causes electrons to move faster between collisions. You might recall that the kinetic energy of an object increases as its speed increases. So the kinetic energy of flowing electrons increases as the electric field gets stronger. As a result, increasing the electric field causes more electrical energy to be transferred to the circuit. Voltage, page 205. You might have seen signs on electrical equipment that read danger, high voltage. What is voltage? Voltage is a measure of the electrical energy of electrons flowing in a circuit. When an electron flows between two points in a circuit, it transfers electrical energy. Voltage is a measure of the amount of electrical energy transferred by an electric charge as it moves from one point to another in a circuit. The voltage between two points in a circuit can be measured with a voltmeter. Figure 15 shows how the voltage measured by a voltmeter depends on the location of the points in the circuit. The voltage between any two points in the circuit increases when the electric field in the circuit increases. The SI unit for voltage is the volt, which has the symbol V. A battery produces electrical energy. When a current transfers electrical energy in a circuit, where does the electrical energy come from? The electric field in the circuit causes the flowing electrons to have electrical energy. If a battery is connected in the circuit, it is the chemical reactions in the battery that produces the electric field. As a result, in a battery, chemical energy is transformed into electrical energy. This electrical energy that can be transformed into other forms of energy in the circuit. However, the battery is the source of the energy used by the devices connected in the circuit. Reading check. What form of energy is transformed into electrical energy in a battery? Battery voltage. The voltage between the positive and negative terminals of a battery is usually called the voltage of the battery. The battery voltage is related to the amount of electrical energy an electron would transfer to the circuit as it moved through the circuit all the way from the negative terminal to the positive terminal. This means that more electrical energy is transferred to the circuit as the voltage of the battery increases. Figure 16 shows how the voltage produced by different types of batteries depends on the chemical reaction that occurs in the battery. Page 206. Visualizing batteries. Many electrical devices use batteries to supply electrical energy. Every battery consists of one or more cells. The chemical reactions in a cell produce a voltage when the cell is connected in a circuit. Each cell has three parts. It has an electrolyte, a positive electrode, and a negative electrode. The electrolyte contains chemicals that cause chemical reactions to occur at the positive and negative electrodes. There are two types of cells, dry cells and wet cells. Dry cell batteries. Flashlight batteries and the batteries that run portable CD players are dry cell batteries. This type of cell is called a dry cell because the electrolyte is a paste and not a liquid. The cells commonly used in a dry cell battery have a voltage of 1.5 volts. The most inexpensive dry cell batteries are zinc carbon batteries, shown on the right. A silver oxide battery is a button-shaped or coin-shaped battery, often used in a camera or a calculator. This type of battery is also a dry cell battery and usually has a voltage of 1.5 volts. The wet cell batteries. In a wet cell, the electrolyte is a liquid. The most common wet cell battery is a car battery. A 12-volt car battery contains six wet cells connected in series. Each wet cell produces 2 volts. Unlike the dry cell batteries shown above, a wet cell battery is rechargeable. Ohm's Law, page 207. The voltage, current, and resistance in a circuit are related. What happens if the voltage in a circuit is increased? As the voltage in a circuit increases, the electric field in the circuit increases and causes electrons to speed up more between collisions. As a result, the current in the circuit increases. Increasing the resistance in the circuit increases the number of collisions that occur every second as electrons flow. This makes it more difficult for electrons to flow in the circuit. As a result, increasing the resistance reduces the current. The relationship between the voltage, current, and resistance in a circuit is known as Ohm's law. Ohm's law can be written as the following equation. Voltage in volts equals current times, current is amperes, times the resistance in ohms. Therefore, the equation V equals I times R, where I stands for current and R stands for resistance, while the V stands for voltage. Page 208, series and parallel circuits. There usually are a number of devices and appliances connected to the circuits in your house. There are two ways that devices can be connected in a circuit. One way is a series circuit, shown in the upper part of figure 17. And the other way is a parallel circuit, shown in the lower part of figure 17. In a series circuit, devices are connected so there's only one closed path for current to follow. However, if any part of this path is broken, current will no longer flow in the circuit. In a parallel circuit, devices are connected so there is more than one closed path for current to follow. If the current flow is broken in one path, current will continue to flow in the other paths. The electric circuits in your house are parallel circuits. As a result, you can switch off a light in one room without turning off all the other lights in the house. Summary, page 208. Electric current. An electric current is the flow of electric charges, such as electrons. Electric current will flow continually only in a closed path called an electric circuit. A battery produces an electric field in a circuit that causes electrons to flow. Electric resistance. Electric resistance is a measure of how difficult it is for electrons to flow in a material. Electric resistance results from the collisions between electrons flowing in a current and the atoms and other charges in the circuit. Electrical energy and voltage. An electric current transfers electrical energy to a circuit. A battery transforms chemical energy into electrical energy. Voltage is a measure of the electrical energy transferred by an electron as it moves from one point to another in a circuit. That ends Chapter 7, Section 2, Electric Current.